Home Depot earnings were down, and so too were the markets. Is there a connection? It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 26th day of February. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other business news, AT&T wins, the government, they lose. Speaking of losses, there is no love lost between Elon Musk and the SEC. First it was GM, and now Fiat Chrysler is cutting jobs. But wait a minute, are they really? You know, we knew this was coming. The UAW has sued GM over the loss of thousands of jobs. Also, we'll take a look, a deep look, at what happened today on Wall Street. For the interview, I'll visit with Karen Allburton. She's a partner with the Newport Board Group. Our conversation will center on change, why it's hard, and how to harness change to find new pathways to success. Think disruption. The business news is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. Remax Concepts, realestateconcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. That's pretty easy, right? Libby, by the way, is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, let's get into it, shall we? The markets took a hit today due to some depressed earnings and mixed economic signals. Home Depot said adjusted fourth quarter earnings were $2.09 a share. That's below the expected profit of $2.16. The home improvement company also issued weaker than expected guidance for the rest of the year. Those results set Home Depot shares down about 0.8%. Home Depot's results were followed by weaker than expected housing starts data. Data released by the Commerce Department showed that housing starts fell 11.2% in December and reached their lowest level since September of 2016. So, what in the world's going on? Now, the link could very well be a change in home ownership for a number of reasons. You ready? Higher interest rates last fall, combined with higher housing costs, plus a lack of labor in the housing industry, plus the higher cost of materials, plus high student debt, plus wages that remain below historical norms for such low unemployment, all point to some economic headwinds. And that is what investors seem to be mulling over. I'll have all the numbers coming up in the Wall Street Report. A U.S. appeals court approved wireless carrier AT&T's deal to buy media company Time Warner today. That spelled a defeat for the U.S. Justice Department that had argued against the $85.4 billion merger and said that it would mean higher prices for consumers. The three-judge panel on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia ruled unanimously in favor of the deal, setting the stage for the number two U.S. wireless carrier to integrate its Warner Media business as well as its new Xandr advertising unit. The deal had been a target of criticism from President Donald Trump, also a frequent detractor of Time Warner's CNN. It also marked a rare instance of the U.S. government seeking to stop a merger of a distributor and a supplier. You know, maybe somebody needs to confiscate Elon Musk's smartphone to keep him off Twitter. What, somebody else, maybe? Think? It all comes on the heels of Musk running afoul of the Securities and Exchange Commission that have been, at its core, a potential penalty that, at worst, could see him being barred from running Tesla. Musk wrote in response to a person sympathizing with his dilemma, quote, "Something is broken with SEC oversight." So what's the beef? Well, the U.S. regulator yesterday asked a judge to hold him in contempt for violating a settlement that required him to get Tesla approval for social media posts and other writings that could be material to investors. Musk was taking issue with the SEC, alleging that he breached that deal with a February 19th tweet that said Tesla would make about 500,000 cars in 2019. The chief executive officer posted a few hours later that deliveries would only reach about 400,000. The exchange comes less than 5 months after Musk settled claims that he misled the public with tweets about taking the electric car maker private. Gotta watch that SEC stuff. First, it was GM that said they were cutting thousands of jobs and closing plants. Now, it's Fiat Chrysler saying it will cut nearly 1,400 jobs at an Illinois assembly plant where it builds the Jeep Cherokee SUV. The automaker will cut one of three shifts at the Belvedere assembly plant starting on May 6th, and it will be impacting those jobs in order to, quote, according to a spokesman anyway, better align production with global demand, end quote. But earlier today, Fiat Chrysler announced it was investing $4.5 billion in five plants and creating 6,500 jobs in Michigan, including a new assembly plant in Detroit. Taketh away, giveth back. Staying with the automotive sector for a moment, today the United Auto Workers filed suit against General Motors over its decision to end production at three U.S. auto plants, saying it violated a 2015 collective bargaining agreement. The suit filed in U.S. District Court in Ohio said GM's decision to end production at three plants in Michigan, Ohio, and Maryland, announced back in November, violates its contract. The UAW wants a federal judge to order GM to rescind its decisions to close the plants and award damages to employees for losses resulting from GM's, quote, breach of contract, end quote. For its part, GM says, hey, not us. There's no breach of contract here. If you remember, GM said back in November it was cutting up to 15,000 jobs and ending production at five plants in North America, including one in Canada. Why? Well, that's really pretty simple. The company is attempting to revamp its operations as it looks to boost productivity and profitability after U.S. auto sales have declined. Profits, kids. It's about profits. Following in the footsteps of New York City, opponents of the Amazon deal in Arlington, Virginia, are voicing their concerns about the project and the dollars being doled out to Amazon to create another headquarters in that state. For us, not Amazon, protesters point to the negative impact of displacement and rising housing costs on low-income and minority communities in the region, along with Amazon's anti-union stance. Those topics were all brought up in New York, as those opponents of Amazon continued to pound away at the tech giant. Amazon's plans for the area would see 25,000 jobs created over the course of 12 years, with an average wage of over $150,000 a year. The tech giant, which has said that its tax payments in Virginia will reach $3.2 billion over two decades, would receive $573 million in state and local incentives from Virginia as part of the deal. If the Arlington County Board approves the package, Arlington would give Amazon $23 million over the next 15 years. So, $573 million for $3.2 billion in tax revenue. Would you take that deal? Markets retreated today, along with the Dow losing nearly 34 points to end the day at 26,057. The NASDAQ was off by 5 points to 7,549, and the S&P 500 down by 2 points at 2,793. The major indexes alternated between gains and losses for most of the session. As we said earlier, a dip in housing data was one of the reasons to give pause to investors. Another was Fed Chairman Powell, who told Congress that the economy is healthy, but added the Fed is seeing cross currents and conflicting signals. That would make anybody a bit nervous. Trade in North Korea also made the day tough for investing. Also today, we saw gold climb by $1.50 to end the day at $1,331 an ounce. Oil picked up 48 cents to close at $55.96 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note is paying 2.64%. When we come back, I'll be joined by Karen Albritton. She's from the Newport Board Group. Our topic is going to be change. And when it comes to business, how come change is so difficult? What are the factors that impede change and the ability to find new roads to success, and how do you fix it? That and more coming up next here on the Business News Hour.